Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you're tuning into the program. I want to talk to you about passion. That's the name of this program. Energy, enthusiasm, being zealous, letting God flow through you. There's a scripture for this. It's Romans 12. It's verse 11. And it says, "Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord." I love that. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. I love passionate people, people that are alive and enthusiastic, people that are filled with the Spirit. I wanted to share with you about one of our priests. His name is Father Simon. And I say one of our priests, I mean, I am a passionist religious and a Catholic priest. And Father Simon is in our passionist community. Well, Father Simon, interesting, he's 97 years old. He was diagnosed with cancer 30 years ago, colon cancer. We thought we were going to lose him, but we didn't lose him. He's outlived everybody, 97 years old. And at age 97, he still has a ministry. He writes a newsletter. He counsels people. He talks to people that come to him because people are attracted to him. And his wonderful ministry is something that reaches out to people, but also he has health problems. And one of the health problems that he has is his hand. He has trouble even buttoning his shirt. One time I was helping him button his shirt, and I looked at his face. I was standing right near him. He had this big smile on his face. And I thought to myself, here he is, 97 years old, having these health problems, going through all these different things with his body, and he has this glow, this smile, this happiness. And that is so catchy to me, such a witness to me, because I meet a lot of people who have a lot of things going for them and they're not happy at all. And part of being zealous and being passionate and having energy is being happy. I love passionate people, enthusiastic people. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about enthusiasm and what that means. The word enthusiasm, entheos, in God, literally it means to be possessed by God. You see, God is creative and majestic and large. What I mean by large is we're made in His image. We can be large too. What I mean by large is that God is enthusiastic and passionate about His creation. For example, I remember I was writing a book recently, and the church I was writing the book at was very close to the Atlantic Ocean. And I love to go for walks by the beach. And I would go to the beach, and I would even have a little bike, and I would ride on the beach, and I would see the ocean. Some people are surfing out on the ocean, and others are fishing in the ocean. But when I see the ocean, I see creativity. I see intelligence. I see passion. God created this huge Atlantic Ocean, one of seven in the world, and it seemingly goes on forever, teeming with life. And this is who our God is, majestic, eternal, passionate, creative, intelligent, and we're made in His image. And so that's why it says, be zealous. Serve the Lord. Give yourself with passion. Because God is passionate, we can be passionate too. And I love to see passionate people like Father Simon. And I remember one time there was a policeman in New York, and he was directing traffic. And I mean, he was out there, I saw this on TV, and he's blowing his whistle, and he's stopping him, and he's running around, and he's doing moonwalking, and he's laughing and everything, and everybody was taking pictures of him because he was so passionate. Other police, you know, they just stand there and blow their whistle, and they don't have much enthusiasm, And you know, you can do that no matter what your job is. I love it when I see waitresses that are smiling and happy, and they come over and they ask you, how are you doing today? And how's your day going? And I think to myself, you know, they don't have to say those things, but they're passionate and enthusiastic about their job. And I've heard it said, you know, they've taken surveys that employers will say this, that people that are qualified for the job, you know, they'll be interviewed, but sometimes people that are underqualified, who have a lot of enthusiasm, who have a lot of passion, who have energy, they'll get the job even over the people that are qualified for the job. So passion is extremely important. I remember years ago, I was ordained to the priesthood, big ordination ceremony. My parents were there, my friends were there, full church of people, the bishop, a couple others were being ordained with me. This is back in 1991. I've been a priest now for 27 years as I tape this. And during the priesthood ordination, there is a point where the priest candidates will all lie prostrate on the ground. And everybody prays for them. The litany of the saints is sung. And as I was lying there prostrate on the ground, I could see the floor right in front of me because my face was right on the floor. And I could almost breathe in the dust. It was a position of humility and surrender. And as I was lying there, at the moment of my ordination, I was speaking to God. Everybody was praying for me. It was everything I had been working for and studying for. And I remember what I said to God. I said, Lord, you've called me. You've anointed me with your Holy Spirit. I promise you this. I will live with passion. I will give myself wholeheartedly to you, and together we are going to change this world. Fast forward years later, God opened a door for me to get on television, Trinity Broadcasting, EWTN, many Catholic affiliates, secular stations where I buy time. And the name of my program is called Live with Passion. I want people to come into a personal relationship with God. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the number one thing I want. But I also want you to live lives with enthusiasm. Remember, en theo, in God, possessed by God. I want people to see your smile. I want them to see your energy, your creativity, your determination. I want you to change the world right where you live and have your being, because you can make a difference. Remember, you are made in the image of God. And that's what that scripture said. Serve the Lord. No matter what you're doing, whether you're a policeman, a waitress, a mechanic, a doctor, a priest, serve the Lord with enthusiasm. It was Vince Lombardi, remember the coach of the Green Bay Packers years ago, won all those championships. He would tell his players, he would say, be fired with enthusiasm, or you will be fired with enthusiasm. So it's really important to be enthusiastic. Now, I know that many of you have jobs. Some of you are single. Others are divorced and widowed. You've been through a lot. And I know that life can come at you. Circumstances can come at you to try to diminish the enthusiasm that you have. I think about people that get married, and once they get married, you know, they're in the honeymoon stage and, you know, they're loving it. And then after a while, things kind of wane and you first get a job and you're real happy about the job and you're giving a lot to it. Then after a while, you know, it's the same old, and you don't really be enthusiastic anymore. That's exactly what was going on in Job's life. Job, of course, in the Bible, one of the great books of the Bible in the Old Testament, Job was struggling. And Job was struggling because of his physical afflictions. And he was having hardships because of his circumstances. And so this is what he said. He said, life is drudgery. Oh, what a pessimistic book. It's so sad. He was going through all those trials and circumstances and hardships. And he talked about life as being a drudgery. How sad. You know, it was Henry David Thoreau that said, most people live lives of quiet desperation. And so, you know, there's another side of life, the desperate side, the drudgery, the same old, same old. And I understand that. I get that. Circumstances come at everybody. Physical pain, sufferings, diseases, hardships, circumstances. I love what Chuck Swindoll, the minister, said. He said, life is 10% about what happens to you and 90% about how you react to what happens to you. So it's not all about the circumstances and the hardships and the sufferings and the hard afflictions that come to you. It's about how you react to them. You see, the name of the series that I'm doing is called A Different Spirit. Caleb in the Old Testament spied out the promised land and came back with a good report. 10 others said, there's giants in the land. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't go in there. Caleb and Joshua said, yes, we can. Because God is with us, we are well able to conquer the land. And God said, Caleb has a different spirit. He's not like everybody else. He's not the same as everybody else. And as believers, you're not like the rest of the world. 1 Peter says that we've been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light to proclaim his glory. So you're not like the rest of the world. You have a different spirit, a good attitude, an enthusiastic, passionate spirit. And so all during this series, I'm going to talk about having a different spirit, not being like the rest of the world, not letting your circumstances overwhelm you. You can be different. You don't have to be the same as everybody else. So don't let anything stop you. Don't let your circumstances, don't let your physical problems, don't let the hardship stop you. You have a different spirit. You are anointed with God. God's Holy Spirit lives within you. Remember what I said, there's a largeness in God. God is creative, he's powerful, and we are made in his image, and God is passionate, and so must we be. So live with passion. I say that all the time at the end of my programs. Don't just live like the rest of the world. Live with passion. Dream dreams. Be enthusiastic. Accomplish. Be determined. Don't let life stop you. Keep pressing on. You've got power within you. I was reading this morning in my prayer as I prepared for preaching today, I read that beautiful verse from Romans 8. If God is for us, who can be against? And God is for us. He's with us. And we are well able to conquer. So, Paul and Silas, you know, we've all heard that story. They're in prison for preaching the gospel. Talk about bad circumstances, life being a drudgery. They're in a Philippian jail. I've been to Philippi. That jail was not a good place. It was dark, dingy, and stinky. It was a terrible place to be. So here they are in jail, and they're singing at the midnight hour. You see, they had a different spirit. Most people in prison would have been crying and bemoaning and complaining and wailing and negative. Not Paul and Silas. And it says that the jailer and everybody else in prison was listening to them. You see, when you're singing, when you're smiling, when you're passionate, people listen to you. You don't have to beat people over the head with the Bible. You just simply have to be passionate, spirit-filled, anointed. So the jailer, everybody's listening to him, and God was listening to them. Because the next thing that happened was there was an earthquake, and the doors burst open. The jailer comes up to Paul and says, what do I got to do to be saved? I want what you have. I want this passion. I want this enthusiasm. So enthusiasm is catchy, of course. Slaves in the United States, when they were doing that backbreaking work, it was so hard for them. They would sing songs like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. It was a song about the Underground Railroad. It was a song of hope. They would sing Go Down, Moses. Of course, Moses, the great deliverer from slavery. They would sing songs of hope. So at your worst moments, when life's hard, none of you are in slavery, but when life's tough and you're dealing with physical sufferings, grieving, hardships, relationship problems, try singing. Singing lifts our hearts, fills us with this. God inhabits the praises of his people. And so, just to let you know, besides television and radio, one of the ministries that I have is something called parish missions. Parish mission in the Catholic tradition, it's like a revival for the Catholic Church. So I go to all these different churches. After I proclaim these TV programs, I'll be going to Baltimore, I'll be going up to Chicago, I'll be going to Louisville, Kentucky, I'll be going to Galveston and Florida and all these different places. So I go into a parish and I preach. And I try to help believers to have a deep personal relationship with Christ. And I try to help them to live abundant lives, to realize their potential, to live lives of passion. Well, I realize who's out there. And I know who's in the pews. People that have lost their spouse, people that are struggling in marriage, people that are dealing with depression, with addictions, people going through life. And so one of the first things I do when I get into the parishes, I talk to the musician and I say, hey, we got to get some songs together that are going to lift their spirits, that are going to worship God, that are going to praise the Lord. And so we get together and we pick songs that are buoyant and enthusiastic and worship God. Because as it says in the Bible, God inhabits the praise of his people. So in other words, as you praise God, as you worship God, like Paul and Silas, things start to happen. And so that's exactly what I want to happen on my missions. I want people to be touched. I want God to inhabit them, to change them, and to help them right in their struggles. One of the songs that I love to sing is simply a song. It's called Glory and Praise to Our God. It goes like this. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives light to our days. Many are the blessings he bears to those who trust in his ways. So if you want to be passionate, give glory, praise, worship, honor to God. I know you don't always feel like singing or you don't always feel like giving thanks. And by the way, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The will of God for you is to give thanks to God in all circumstances. If you've been watching my programs for a while, you know that I preach about that all the time. Giving God thanks right in the middle of your circumstances fills you with passion. You worship God. And another thing that you have to do to be passionate is to encourage yourself. You can be zealous, you can be passionate, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, if you talk to yourself in a positive way. I was watching the US Open tennis on TV, and here's these two people battling in front of tens of thousands of people in the arena, millions of people on TV, and it's a very difficult thing to do battle in front of all those people. They're trying as hard as they can. I remember one man hit the ball and he made the point, and then right after the point, everybody was clapping and everything, and he was talking to himself. And he was saying, come on, you can do it. Be strong. Don't give up. You can win this thing. He was encouraging himself. Now, he would look to his box. His box had his girlfriend and his coach and other family members in there, and they're all encouraging him, and that helps and everything. But the bottom line is oftentimes people don't know exactly what you're going through, and you can't count on people to encourage you. Now, I get some letters from partners, and partners support me financially, and I'm so thankful for my partners, and I pray for you every day. People make donations to me. People send me letters of encouragement saying, Father Cedric, we love hearing a spirit-filled priest, and thank you for preaching on TV, and I appreciate all that. But the bottom line is that I have to encourage myself. And that makes me passionate. Let me tell you a story from the Old Testament. It was David in a town called Ziklag. And he was going through the hardest moment of his life. The Amalekites had burnt the town with fire, had captured the women, took his two wives captive, and the people were mutinying against David because of all that had just happened. They wanted to stone him. David was all alone. It was the worst moment of his life. They had just burnt his city, taken his wives, and the people wanted to stone him. And at the worst moment of his life, David started to, as the scriptures say, said, he he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. What was he doing? He was thinking about past victories that God had given him. For example, when he was a shepherd boy, when the lion and the bear would attack, God would give him victory over them. And then, of course, we all know about the story of Goliath, this huge monster coming after him. And David defeated Goliath because of the Lord. And then all the other victories that he had had in his life. So what David did in this lowest moment when everything was coming against him is he thought about all the good things that God had done in his life. And he wrote the Psalms, beautiful Psalms, with the harp, singing, of course, as I've told you to do. Psalm 56, for example, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." Other psalms, "God is my rock and my deliverer, my strength, my stronghold. God is my fortress, my light, my shepherd." So when you're going through a hard time, when you're going through your low moments, and nothing can be worse than having your city burnt, your wives taken into captivity, and the people want to stone you, nothing could be that bad. But when you're going through hard times, maybe it's grieving, financial problems, relationship problems, physical problems, come to God. Encourage yourself in God. God will strengthen you to live with passion. You can either be negative or positive, but when you're positive, when you're encouraging, you will find God at work in you. That's exactly what I do when I'm about to preach for television, when I'm about to preach a parish mission, when I'm about to write a book. I think about the ways that God has worked in my life in the past. And it's been wonderful. He's given me such victories with television. He's opened so many doors for me. And then with the parish missions, so many people have been touched in the confessional and through the preaching, in counseling. Then writing books, I get these testimonies of people that are reading my books and saying, "Father, keep writing." So I encourage myself when it's hard, when difficulties come against me. I encourage myself in the Lord and I say, "Lord, you've given me such victories in the past. I know that you're going to give me victories in the future." And it's the same for you. If you want to live a passionate life, encourage yourself in the Lord. He's been there. He's created you. He's protected you. He's sustained you. He's got a glorious future for you. He loves you. Don't give up. Don't be negative. Don't put your nose down. Don't complain. Life isn't a drudgery. It's beautiful. Live with passion. Never flag in zeal. Be zealous. Be aglow with the Spirit, Paul told the Romans. Serve the Lord. And so encourage yourself in the Lord. I heard about a man. He had kind of lost his luster, felt depressed. He was down. His nose was down all the time. He was ready to give up. And he went to his pastor for counseling. And after talking a while, the pastor said this to him. He said, "So how long has it been since you and your wife split up?" And the man looked at him and said, "Split up? We have a good marriage. We're not split up." Then the pastor said, "Well, too bad your children flunked out of school." And he said, "Flunked out of school? What are you talking about?" He said, "They're getting good grades." And then the pastor says, "So where are you going to find a new job?" He says, "What do you mean find a new job? I've got a great job." And then the pastor said, "Let me get this straight. You've got a good marriage. Your children are doing well at school. You love your job. Your problem is you need to count your blessings. You're spending your whole time complaining. You're looking at the negative side of life. You're like Job saying life is a drudgery. But the bottom line is you've got a lot going for you. What you need to do is appreciate your life." And it's the same with you. If you want to live a passionate life, don't look at all the negative things. And everybody's got negative things going on. No, rather focus on the positive. Focus on the good things that you have. Count your blessings. Give thanks. Sing to the Lord. Encourage yourself in God. In Avila, and that's in Spain, in the sacristy, that's where we vest as priests right before we go out and celebrate Mass, there is a sign in the sacristy, and it says this: "Priest of Jesus Christ, celebrate this holy Mass as if it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass." And I love that because it's saying, don't just do the ritual, just don't go through the motions. Do it as if it's the only time you're ever going to have the Mass. Do it as if it's your first Mass. with energy, with enthusiasm. Put everything that you have into it. I would say the same thing about confession. Those of you who are priests that are watching this program, confession is a place where people really get touched in a deep way. So celebrate this confession as if it were your first confession, your last confession, and your only confession. That person in front of you pouring out their sins is precious. So never flag in zeal. Serve the Lord. Be aglow with the Spirit. Live with passion. And how do you do that? Give thanks in all circumstances. Count your blessings. Sing. Encourage yourself in the Lord and appreciate the life that you have. I want you to be filled with the Spirit as you watch this program. I pray that you are, but most of all, and in addition to that, I want you to live a life that will impact the world. I want you to live with passion. Count your blessings, be positive, and know that God is with you. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just listen.